Yerushalmi Ma'asasheni corresponding to Bavli Erchin Daf Yudalad. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Gimel Amad Aleph, 8 lines from the foot of the page. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Masnisa b'Shinech Shadu Liyos Noifnim Ma'asel Kohuna. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, said that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah taught that Yerchin Kohen Gadol stopped the recitation of Vidya over Ma'asa, Ezra penalized the Levim of his time, who refused to return with him to Yerushalayim, by awarding Ma'aser Rishon to the Kohanim. When Yerchin Kohen Gadol saw that even in his generation people were still suspected of giving their Ma'aser to Kohanim, he annulled Vidui Ma'aser because people couldn't say the Pasuk in Dvarim Chof Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and I have also given to the Levi. That teaching of Rish Lakish in one way supports Rabbi Yochanan, who praised Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and like Rabbi Shimon Levi, who criticized him, as the Gemara will later say, and in another way, it disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Pliga Eluya de Taninan, Vachain Vaskoin Levi, Lysechel, Batrumer, Velay Bemase. It disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan because the Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos teaches, similarly, if the daughter of a Kohen is betrothed to a Levi, she may eat neither truma nor maaseh. Nicha b'truma lo seichel b'maaseh manoshach kohenesi toichel leviyeh hi toichel. The Gemara asks, well, truma is understandable, but why not maaseh? Either way, if she's a kohenes, she can eat, and if she's a leviyeh, she can eat. Rabbi Lo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'man d'amar ein noisnim maaseh l'kohuna. The answer of Rabbi Lo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, is that the Mishnah follows the opinion that one may not give maaseh to a Kohen. This shows that Rabbi Yochanan himself, though, holds that one may give Masa to a Kohen. Mesaile da Amar, Kulon le Shevach, da Amar Yochanan, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shalach, U Bodak Becholau Yisol U Matzon, Shalayha Mafishim Ela Chuma Gadol Bovad, Ava Masa Rishon and Masa Sheni, Mehen Hayu Mafishim, Mehen Loi Hayu Mafishim. And the statement of Rish Lakish earlier supports Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Yochanan Kohen Gadol investigated in all of the cities of Yisrael and discovered that they were only separating Truma Gedola, but as for Ma'aser Rishon and Sheni, some would separate and some would not. Amar Hilu Ma'aser Rishon b'Miso Ma'aser Sheni ba'Avin Tevel Ye Adam Koyre Shem leTruma leTrumas Ma'aser veNoisim leKoyen veMa'aser Sheni Mechal LaMois veAshar Ma'aser Oni she'Amitzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. He said, since if one does not separate Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Sheni, it's tevel and may not be eaten, a person who buys produce from an Amar Oretz must declare Truma and Trumas Ma'aser and give them to the Kohen. He declares Ma'aser Rishon but doesn't need to give it to the Levi, and then he declares Ma'aser Sheni and redeems it on the coins. Finally, he must declare Ma'aser Oni, which he may keep, since in order to receive it, a poor man would need to prove that it's obligated to Ma'aser Oni, and he can't do so, since it might have already been given. And since people were not tithing correctly, they could not recite the Vidui. V'yisvade, the Gemara asks, why not recite the Vidui? Amar Rabbi Hila, Kasu lifnei amokim mishum oimer asisi v'le asa. Rabbi Hila answers, it causes anger before Hashem if a person says that he acted as required when he did not. Me'ata mishu mafrish misvade mishu eina mafrish lo yisvade. The Gemara asks, if so, one who separated should have recited, and one who did not separate should not have recited. Why did Yochanan cancel it completely? The answer is like the Brisa. Originally they would recite the Vidui in a low voice until the Pasuk of Hashkifa, and from that Pasuk they would recite it out loud, and this was in order not to embarrass those who had not separated correctly. And similarly, in order to avoid embarrassment, Yochanan Kohen Gadol cancelled the recitation completely. The Mishnah taught that Yochanan Kohen Gadol also stopped the Ma'irim, and it refers to those that say the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Chof Dalet, awaken, why should you sleep, Hashem? Arise yourself, do not forsake forever. V'chi yesh shein lefnei amokim, v'alei kvar ne'ama, hinei lo yonum v'lei yishan shem Yisrael, v'matam v'leima v'yikatz ki yishan Hashem, elei kiviyochol, ki ilu lefonov sheina, b'shash yisod besora, v'umas o'ilam b'ovacha, v'chein roime, v'him roisam talen einai. The Gemara asks the question, does Hashem sleep? Another Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kufrof Aleph Pasuk Dalet, behold, he doesn't slumber, he doesn't sleep, garden of his soul. If so, what's the meaning of Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches Pasuk Samachay, and Hashem awoke like one who is asleep? Rather, it's as if he is sleeping when Yisrael are suffering and the nations of the world are comfortable. As the Pasuk says in Eo, even Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Beis, and with their provocations, I close my eyes. Ethan Leikfim, Oisim Shahu Makin Al Gabi Egel Ben Kornov. The Mishnah taught that Yochanan Kohen Gadol also stopped the Noikvim, and this refers to those who would hit the calf between its horns. Amalehen Yochan Kohen Gadol, Amasai Atem Ma'achilin Es HaMizbeach Treifois, Va'amad Va'asalahem Taba'ois. Yochan Kohen Gadol said to the Noikvim, how long will you continue to feed treifois to the altar? He made rings for all of them. Ve'abba V'shem Yehuda Taba'ois Asalahem Taba'ois V'achvois M'lamatan V'tzaois M'lamalan. Ve'abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that the rings were wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. Ad Yomav Hayipatish Makav Yerushalayim Ad Tchilas Yomav. The Mishnah taught that until his days, the hammer would be banging Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed, and this means until the beginning of his days. Uv'yomav Ein Adam Tzarich Lishol Al HaDamai Shehemid Zugois. And the Mishnah taught that in his days, nobody needed to ask about Damai, and this is because he set up pairs of Talmidei Chachamim to supervise and ensure the Amoraites market sellers would not sell untithed produce. Milsad Rabbi Shur ben Levi Amar Mehen Leganai Mehen Shvach. The words of Yochanan ben Levi that we're about to see teach that some of the decrees of Yochanan Kohen Gadol were praised and some were to be criticized. Dam Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya, Rechizke Rabbi Lazer, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Purushuina Hayamase Nase L'Shloisha Chalokim, Shlish L'Makirei Kohuna U'Levim, U'Shlish L'Oitzar, U'Shlish L'Aniim L'Chavirim, Tzahi B'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya and Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Lazer, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chiya quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, said that originally, in the time of Ezra, the people's mass erishim was divided into three parts. A third went to the Kohanim and Levim, who were the regular recipients. A third went to the treasury, as we'll explain. And a third went to the poor and the Talmidei Chachamim of Yerushalayim. Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun min Dehava Salik lemed miYerushalayim ad Talas Igurin Havayav Medidei Mikan Ve'Elech Mishel Oitzar. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun said that whoever went to Yerushalayim to make a claim in Beis Din there, the first three times the defendant was ordered to come to a hearing in Beis Din, the claimant was required to pay the expenses. After that, if the defendant still refused to come, Beis Din would go through the process of collecting the debt from him without his consent, and the expenses were borrowed from the treasury and paid back from the defendant's money. Mishibo Lazar ben Pachua, Yehuda ben Pachua, Hayu Noitlin Oysam Bezoya, Vayesfeikam, Beyadam Limchois, Bolemicha, From when Elazar ben Pachur and Yehuda ben Pachur, who were Taf Pehanim, came, they took all of the maaseh from the treasury. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was able to protest them, but he refrained. Therefore, for cancelling the Vidui declaration, as a result, he was criticized. However, his decrees against the Ma'urim and the Noikvim that we mentioned were both praised. The Mishnah taught that until his days, the hammer would be banging in Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed, which meant until the beginning of his days. Rav Chasida Shal Rav Chizkia LeMistavra Ad Seif Yomav. Rav Chasida asked Rav Chizkia, isn't it logical to say that he was also criticized for this, since it says until his days, rather than in his days, indicating that the hammering only stopped at the end of his days? Amalei Ofana Savakein, and Rav Chizkia answered Rav Chasida, yes, I agree. Demai, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Chizkia b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, I should say da ma tikein oi lo tikein. What's the meaning of demai? The word demai means Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Chizkia quoting Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said it's short for da mai. What is this? Has it been tithed or not? Hadnalach perk kerem revoi uslikala maseches maasesheni.